It's time for the Digital Joe Podcast, the show for business owners who want to know how to use social media and digital marketing to grow their local business. Now, here's your host, Joe Amato.
Hello and welcome to the very first episode of the Digital Joe Podcast, the show for business owners and managers who want to learn how to use social media and digital marketing to grow their local business. I am your host, Joe Amato. Thank you so much for joining me. It's the very first episode. I am so excited to bring you this new show. Here's how this first episode is going to go down. I'm going to tell you a little bit about me, about this show, and why I started it. And then we're going to get right into some goodies that you can use today to grow your business online. All right. So who am I? I'm Joe Amato, the host of this awesome new show. And, my mission is pretty simple. I own a digital marketing agency in upstate New York called Vivo Creative. And, I started the company because I came from the traditional media world and I was dealing with a lot of local business owners and local business managers on their marketing and their advertising, working in the traditional radio world, actually. And I realized very, very quickly that the focus and the attention and the ROI was shifting from the traditional means into the online and digital means. And my clients were asking me to do more for them than just sell them radio airtime. And I kind of answered that call, started a little freelance side work, which became the company that I own today. And that's really it about me, guys. This is really not about me. This is actually about you. And the reason why I started this show was because I'm a firm believer that whether you use and hire my company or not, you need to benefit from online marketing, social media marketing, if you're a local business. I feel like not enough local businesses are thriving, and part of that is because they're just not marketing properly. They're not using the channels that are available to them, a lot of them for free. They're not using those channels to promote and grow their business, and I am here to show you how. In this show, every week, we're going to be going over some techniques, some tips. You're going to meet some clients, some business owners, some case studies of businesses that were not using digital and social media at all or were not using them correctly, and you're going to see how it transformed their business. I want this to be more about you. I want to answer your questions, be able to help you, the business owner, as much as I possibly can through this medium. I'm super, super excited. And what we're going to get into today in the very, very first episode is, in my opinion, one of the best free marketing tools that local businesses are not using. And when I say they're not using it, I don't mean they're all not using it. Some of you might be. But a vast majority, in my opinion, and really in my experience from what I'm seeing just searching online, you're not using this tool. Well, what is that tool? That tool is the Google My Business listing. It's the Google Maps listing. It's your business on Google Maps. What we're going to do is we're going to talk a little bit about what it is if you're not familiar with it, very, very briefly. We're going to talk about why you need it, the things that you can get from it, how to actually do it and use it. And then I'm going to show you a few different case studies from local businesses that are absolutely killing it with their free Google My Business listing. All right, so the first question is, what is Google My Business? What is the Google Maps listing, right? When someone is searching on Google for either your particular business or a category of business in the local area, here's what comes up. The first thing that shows up on Google are the paid ads. The top 1, 2, 3, or 4 listings are paid ads. They're buying those keywords to be in that top placement. You know this because to the left of the website listing, you'll see a little green button that says ad. That's how you know they're being paid for, right? Well, right below that, right below those ads are the Google Maps listings. This is developed by Google to show you businesses that are within the geographical location that you're searching for, that are either closest to you, most relevant to the search that you're trying to do, as well as the most popular locations within that area. what information does your Google My Business listing offer the visitor? Well, it's got all the company information that's pertinent to the person's needs, right? So it's got your company name, your hours, your website, your phone number. If you're a restaurant or bar, it can offer your menu. It shows you reviews, photos. It can even show videos. There's a brand new messaging feature now as well that you can actually direct message some businesses right on there. It's got all the pertinent information that somebody searching for you would want to know. I do have to say, though, whether you think you have one or not, the odds are you probably have one. It's kind of like one of those Yelp listings where it magically appears on the map. It's been put there. If not by you, by somebody, or by Google, that listing is there more often than not, right? Well, here's why you actually need to take charge of your listing. Just because your business is listed on Google, it does not mean that you own it. That's right. Just because you have your business listing there, some of the information might be correct, some of it might be incorrect, it doesn't necessarily mean that you own that listing. The reason why you're going to want to own and claim and verify that listing is so you can update the information there, is so you can update your hours, update your phone number, update your website, update your menu if need be, add new photos, use that messaging feature, integrate it in with other Google products like YouTube and Google Analytics and AdWords, which we're going to get into all that stuff in future episodes. But the most important reason why you want to claim it is so that you own it. I mean, it's your business, right? After all, don't you want to be in control of what people see when they find you? But even more so than that, the reason why you really want to claim it and verify it, and we'll get into a little bit in a little while about how to actually do that, is the data that Google gives you about that listing. Google, when you claim, own, and verify your Google Maps listing, will show you so much information it can make your head spin. And you'd probably be amazed at some of the facts and figures that you'll find. Google will tell you how many people saw your listing on Google Maps, how they saw it, how they stumbled across it, whether they were searching for you or they were searching for your category of business. It's going to show you how many people clicked on your website from it. It's going to show you how many people asked for directions. It's going to show you how many people picked up the phone and called your business right from your listing. The amount of information that they give you that shows how people interact with your business on Google Maps is astounding. That in and of itself, in my mind and in my opinion, is the most valuable part of Google My Business. You can literally see the results month in, month out, even down to a day or a week. It's really, really awesome. So how do you find out if you own or verified your business? It's really, really easy. You go to maps.google.com, search for your business, either by the business name or by the address if you have multiple locations. Your listing is going to come up. More often than not, it's going to come up. When it does, you click on your business name and you'll see where it says, own this business? Question mark. If that button is there, if that little line of text is there, that means that your business is not claimed. That means as fast as you see that, you need to click that, follow the steps, claim and verify your business. That means it's yours and nobody else can take it. Okay? That's how to figure out if it's verified or not. If you have a verified business already and you know that, then obviously skip all of that and you can follow the other steps on you know, updating your profile and making sure you have up-to-date photos, information, and all that good stuff by just logging into your account. But claiming and verifying your business is very, very simple. Once you go through the process of verifying, though, it depends on the business, but Google will ask for a physical street address or a phone number that they can either call or mail a postcard to that has usually a 5 or 6 digit code where they'll ask you to put that in order to verify that it's actually you claiming that business. They want to make sure that that physical location is the actual location for the business, and that's how they do that, right? So, that being said, go to maps.google.com. Search for your business or your business street address. Make sure that it's verified and claimed by seeing if it says own this business question mark. And if it is not claimed, click that button, follow the directions, and let Google show you the light. Now that we've got a pretty good grasp of what the Google My Business map listing is and how to claim it and how to make sure that it's yours, I want to walk you through three different examples of clients that we work with on their listing that will show you the possibility of what this listing can actually do for you and the information that's supplied to you just by having one. The first example is for a pet food store in northern New Jersey. Okay, and this is some of the information that's supplied to you. This is actually very, very cool. Your Google Map listing will show you how many people found your business online by searching for your business in particular versus how many were searching for your category of business and stumbled on, essentially, your map listing. In this case of the pet food store, 66% of people finding their business on Google found it through discovery. And what that means is that they were searching for the type of business. That could be pet store, pet food, pet supplies, and their listing came up, right? Here's what's even crazier. From those searches, and this is all within a month's period of time, keep in mind, of that, 46 people requested directions on Google Maps, basically saying, take me there, right? Now, we can't account for that completely 100% because sometimes people are searching on mobile versus desktop. If they're searching on mobile and they click directions, odds are they're coming to you, right? So let's just for argument's sake say that their average sale is $50, which is true. Their average sale is about $50 per customer. If 46 people requested directions to their store in a month's time, that listing could have potentially generated upwards of $2,300 in revenue just by having the correct listing there. Again, the listing is free, guys. So just by being there, 46 people within the last 30 days requested directions to the store. Bear in mind that more than half of the people that stumbled upon them weren't looking for them. They were looking for a pet store in general. So that's case study number one. Case study number two, we're going to go to a smaller business. We're going to go to an independent barbershop where it's a client of ours that he literally runs a barbershop. It's a home-based business, right? So this is people coming to his home where he converted his garage into his barbershop. It's awesome. He's my barber. He is the absolute best. I will not go anywhere else. He's been my barber for 10 years. But it's a really good example, and here's why. Of the people that found his Google Map listing, 91% were discovery. 91%. So over 91% of the people that stumbled on his map listing were searching for barbershop, haircut, that kind of thing, and stumbled on his. In 30 days, he had 18 people request directions. Now, his average sale is a lot lower than the last client that I was talking about, but if his average sale is about $17, which it is, it's over $300 in revenue in a month attributed to a free directory listing on Google. Again, for a barbershop that's a one-man show, that could be everything. That could be the difference between a good month, a great month, or a bad month, right? Again, totally, totally free. The last client that I want to show you is a restaurant. This restaurant gets a pretty significant amount of traffic both online and offline in the restaurant. And again, what we found with their map listing, and this is again within a month's time, 86%. There's that big number again, 86% of the people stumbling on his Google My Business listing were discovery. 86% of them found him because they were looking for a restaurant or an Italian restaurant or catering or some keyword related to his business. And because we had that listing modified and optimized correctly, people were able to find him. Here's the crazy part, guys. 179 phone calls. 179 phone calls directly from that map listing within a 30-day period. Now, we can assume that if you're calling a restaurant, you're either A, placing an order, B, trying to get a reservation, C, trying to reserve catering or some other sort of food, or just trying to get some general information as the last part. Let's assume that every phone call is worth about $20, which is the average takeout ticket price for the restaurant. 179 people calling is equal to over $3,500 in revenue potentially for that restaurant based on their free Google Map listing. And the reason why I'm giving you these numbers, guys, is because most of the people that were taking action, according to Google, weren't just searching for that restaurant. They were searching for something else and came across that listing, and some of them took action. This is what you want for your local business. You want people to be able to find you whether they know who you are or not. If they're not able to find you, how are they going to do business with you? It's really a very simple question when you really think about it, okay? Make sure you have that map listing, guys, and I can go through several of these case studies with you if you'd like and show you how powerful this listing is, whether it's for car washes, auto dealers, law firms, you name it. All of these benefit from having their free listing online. I strongly, strongly urge you to do this. It's free. Please just follow the steps that I outlined in this episode for you. Go claim that listing and start reaping the benefits of that free, most powerful marketing tool that we all have at our disposal that have a brick and mortar location, a physical local business, whether you have multiple locations or not. You can have one for every location that you have. Just go get it. Go search for your business on Google Maps. See if it's claimed. If it is, fantastic. Find out how to get access to it because somebody else must have claimed it for you if you didn't. And if it's not, claim it and start taking advantage of this information. The cool part is that once you claim it, as soon as you claim that business and verify it, you're able to see all of this data retroactively. It's really, really cool. So you're not missing out on any information that you want to know about how people are finding your business and contacting you, right? So please take advantage of that free tool. And I hope that this provided some value for you as the very first episode. Next time, we're going to get into some more digital marketing things as well. Eventually, I want to touch on one of the biggest questions I get a lot is how do I handle negative reviews online on websites like Google, Yelp, Facebook? How do we handle reviews? And that's a good way to start off our second episode next week, where we'll talk about how to handle good, bad, and sometimes really ugly reviews on Google for several different industries. We'll talk about, you know, the restaurant industry. We'll talk about the legal profession and maybe some others as well. So stay tuned for next week. I really do appreciate you joining me for the very first episode of the Digital Joe podcast. It's been really, really fun. I hope this provided a ton of value for you. My name is Joe Amato. If you'd like to check out my company, you can do so by visiting www.vivocreative.net. Vivocreative.net. And if you like what you hear, please leave us a review on iTunes. We very much appreciate it. Until next time, guys, hope you enjoyed the first episode of the Digital Joe podcast. See you guys soon.